So is the self-storage dance over? Is this expansion period, is this great self-storage time we've known over the last decade come to an end? Well, let's talk about that today. My name's Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Quick Start Academy, which houses the training that I offer. One of the more recent courses that's there is Fundraising for the Small Self-Storage Investor. If you're using other people's money to get in or grow your self-storage business, there's a very detailed and affordable class in the Quick Start Academy. You can find out more at creatingwealththroughselfstorage.com. Hit the store tab. But over the last decade, since let's say 2013, 2014, through the last year or so, self-storage has really expanded. It's been a good dance. Many people have gotten in the self-storage business. But is the party over? Yes, I'm finding it harder to put deals together. If we take a look at the 10-year treasury yield, when I did this particular episode, it was 4.47, still above the 4%. And I see no relief in sight, which means it occurs to me that interest rates are going to stay where they are for quite a while. I don't see interest rates going down anytime soon. And that certainly makes it harder for us to do self-storage deals. So if you combine high interest rates with high construction costs and banks really scared and lending challenging, is the dance over? Well, that was a question I asked myself. So what I did was, first place I went was the end of Q1 results for the REITs. I want to see how the REITs are faring. So let's take a look at a couple of them. So Public Storage, in their report to their shareholders, say that they see in 2024 new supply dwindling, tapering off. Now that's actually contrary to what many of the data providers like Yardie say. They say new supply is equal to where it was, if not more. But I tend to agree with Public Storage. I mean, if you take a look at all of the development opportunity, I would say many of those are included in the data that Yardie is providing, and that is the new supply that's being reported as coming online in 2024. Now, have you looked at any of those development opportunity listings? Have you been able to make the numbers work? Public Storage also believes that the sale price for listed property on existing facilities is becoming more and more reasonable. And they anticipate a lot of opportunities coming up in the latter half of 2024. They have not adjusted their acquisition numbers at all for 2024. So let's take a look at Extra Space. Extra Space had in-store revenue growth in the first quarter of 8% from the low in January, the seasonal low in January. It grew 8% in Q1. However, at the end of Q1, the in-store revenue was only 1% higher than it was 12 months ago at the end of Q1 in 2023. Surprisingly, Extra Space says that new home sales, people moving, are accounting for 51% of their new leases in Q1. I find that really surprising given the low inventory of houses and the low amount of residential transactions that are occurring, primarily due to the interest rate lock-in effect of people with low mortgages, you know, 3% or less mortgages, that really can't afford to sell their home and move to another mortgage, and I mean move to another house and put a higher mortgage on it. But they report 51% of their new rentals are due to home sales and moving. And they closed Q1 with a 93.2% occupancy rate in their facilities. and that's up about 1% where they were a year ago at the end of Q1. They're very bullish on their ability to raise rental rates in the remaining quarters of 2024. Let's look at CubeSmart. CubeSmart reported a 13% reduction in their street rates first quarter 2024, and don't get me going on this again. It appears to me that their in-store revenue, however, is up about 3%. Now, how is that possible with a 13% street rate reduction? Well, you know the answer. The answer is you raise rates on existing customers. Where I came up with that 3% was because they reported their NOI was down 1.9%, let's say 2%. NOI's down 2% over where it was a year ago. And what accounted for that was a 5% increase in their operating expenses. So they've had only a 2% reduction in their NOI with a 5% increase in operating expenses. That would inform me that their in-store revenue's up about 3%. Far cry from the 13% reduction in street rates. Who makes that difference up? Well, mostly current customers, and all those new customers in Q1 are going to be the current customers for Q2, Q3, Q4, and they're going to be the ones bearing the brunt of the rental increases. How would you like to be a customer there? Cube ended Q1 2024 with a 90.3 occupancy rate. So is the self-storage party over? Well, there's really conflicting information and way too much data for me to make a definitive answer to that. But I'm not hearing much music right now. But that doesn't mean the opportunity for the small investors have evaporated and are gone. From 2014 to 2020-21, anybody and everybody could get in the self-storage business. And they did. Today, it really takes something. You've got to really hunt and turn a lot of rocks over to find storage opportunities. However, they're out there. We're doing them. People I work with are doing them. People I know are doing them. Not as many as we used to. The yields aren't as great as they used to be. But here's the thing. If we can figure out an angle at getting in the self-storage business today or the boat and RV business today and make positive cash flow and get a yield with high interest rates, high construction costs, and you can do the deal and get in today when rates do drop. Let's say rates drop to 6%, 6.5%. I don't ever see them going back to 4. Maybe they will, but I'm certainly not banking on it. And I don't know that that's a good thing to go back to 4% commercial rates. But if you can make them work and get a positive yield and cash flow in today's environment, when they do drop, your yield is going to go up exponentially. So today really is a good time to figure out how to get in the self-storage business. I have to analyze way more deals today, to do a lot more digging today to find an opportunity than I did 3, 5, 10 years ago. But one thing I'll tell you is more generational wealth is created in downtimes in the economy than during boom times. I ended up selling, as many of you know, two brands that I built up or was a part of building up from 2019 to 2021. Both of those brands were started in the downturn between 2008 and 2012, 2013. Both those brands were started then and sold during the boom times. If, as a small investor, yes, we have to burn more calories. Yes, we have to work harder. But figuring out how to get into self-storage business today when the music is over or very, very quiet and the party's calmed down, if you can do that today, you'll be sitting great for the next turn in the self-storage cycle. So how do you do that? You analyze a lot of deals and you underwrite very safely. I don't use a 5 cap for future valuation. And in most cases, don't use a 6 cap for future valuations. We're using 7 caps today to determine the value in the future. In some areas, some markets, even higher. Don't assume you're going to lease up fast. We're almost always, unless it's a very hot market, we're almost always putting in hefty rental concessions in the first few years of lease up. So whatever our street rate is, that's not what we're counting on going into the bank during the lease up period. Underwrite safely, conservatively, but there are deals out there where with all of that and the higher interest rates and the higher construction costs and the more cash that needs to go into the deal because of lenders and because of debt coverage ratio, when you find those deals and move on them and can make a profit in today's world, 2-3 years from now, you'll be sitting great. So look for them. They're out there. Good hunting. Is the party over? Might be over, but there's still opportunities to dance. My name is Mark Helm, and I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Storage World Analyzer, which is one of the financial analysis tools we use to analyze those deals to see if they work for us. You can find out more about the Storage World Analyzer at creatingwealththroughselfstorage.com or go straight to storageworldanalyzer.com. Thank you very much, and I look forward to being with you next week as we continue this party in the self-storage space. Talk to you later.